Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What do you know? On President's Day, the FBI stopped a terrorist attack being led or perpetrated by Robert Lorenzo, a 25-year-old man, in Kansas City, Missouri. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Takedown in the Show-Me State, the FBI arresting a Missouri veteran they say wanted to carry out an attack right here in Kansas City. 41 Action News reporter Lexi Suter shows us how federal agents took him down. Lexi.
Well, Mike, in these documents, it's clear that Robert Hester was on board with a plan to bomb buses, trains, and specifically right here at Union Station. Only the people he was working with to carry out this plan were undercover agents.
I think it's horrific.
Visitors inside Union Station.
I'm at that point. I'm scared to death to do much.
Shocked to hear such terror could have happened right here in the heart of Kansas City.
It's crazy, but it's not surprising just because of our current political climate.
According to federal prosecutors, 25-year-old Robert Hester attempted to provide the materials and support to execute a large-scale terrorist attack, to quote, 10 times larger than the Boston Marathon bombing. Hester first landed on the FBI's radar last fall.
But you know, someone will call and tell us that, warn us about this somehow.
Michael Tabman is a retired agent.
In and of himself, he's not dangerous because he can't pull this off. He's a typical ne'er-do-well that we've seen in these other types of conspiracies who don't know what they're doing, couldn't pull it off. The danger is when someone else starts to influence them.
Investigators say the Missouri-born veteran started with threatening Facebook posts. Agents then reached out to him, acting as members of ISIS. Hester said he wanted to hit the government hard and that it would not be a one-man job. When the agents asked him for help with supplies, he said he was waiting on his tax refund so he could buy ammunition, duct tape, and nails to make bombs.
But the important thing is somebody called up and brought it to law enforcement's attention. See something, say something. If you see this happening, you see someone's on the edge, report it. Let law enforcement take care of it.
Hester was taken into custody last Friday when he had arranged a meeting with one of those FBI agents to talk about that plan. We do expect to see him back in a courtroom this Friday. Reporting live in Kansas City tonight, Lexi Suter, 41.
Just think about it. That was Monday. Monday, these people, he was plotting to be able to bring something 10 times the size of the Boston Marathon bomb. And thank God for our Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Thank you to our president who supports law enforcement. And these are exciting days. We're starting to see, you know, that those that take care of us, we're taking care of them. And we're going to see an end to a lot of these things. They caught it in the act when he was doing, planning his attempt to be able to do that. And thank God our agents were there to be able to intercept. But we need to pray for our law enforcement because that's who stopped it. If not, 10 times greater than the Boston Marathon bomb, which was a tragic thing that took place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.